Welcome to Forever Rising with your host, Susie Romans. From stay-at-home mommy blogger to millionaire mentor, fashion designer, and investor, Susie is sharing the real talk and real-life stories from business to motherhood to reinventing yourself and reclaiming your confidence. Grab your coffee and unwind as Susie takes you on a journey of rising up and creating a blissful life on your own terms. Here's Susie. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Forever Rising Show. I am so pumped about this episode, you guys, because we have a guest speaker on today. Her name is Jennifer Lopez. Yes, like J-Lo. And she's actually going to be talking to us today about podcasting, which is absolutely perfect timing since we are relaunching and rebranding the entire Forever Rising Show. So welcome, Jennifer. I'm so excited to have you on.
Thank you. I really appreciate that intro and thank you for having me on. And yes, like my name is Jennifer Lopez. My parents did it on purpose. It's crazy. I used to be embarrassed about it, but now it's like a intro, you know? So yeah. it all worked out.
Yeah. And I just said before I hit record, I was like, I will never forget you now because your name is so memorable. So I think it's cool.
Definitely.
So let's just dive right into it because as we started chatting before I hit record and I was like, you know what, let's just record because this is going to be great information for everyone who's listening as far as marketing and strategy and business owners who are shifting a lot of how they've been spending their time and energy to acquire clients and to get attraction, to get attention, I should say, online, where we were spending a lot of money on Facebook advertising. Now we're shifting into podcasting and YouTube and doing more influencer marketing. So this is a perfect time for us to have Jennifer on. I'd love for you to talk to us about how podcasts have changed your life, your business and your clients' lives. So yeah, let's just dive into it.
As far as podcasting and how it changed my life, So a little backstory. I started my business when I was 19. And before this, like all my life, I was bullied and secured and all of this good stuff, you know? So with that, I had a really negative mindset. I started listening to podcasts. Like podcasts really helped me so much in my life with everything. So I would listen to podcasts about spirituality, entrepreneurship, business, especially mindset. When I hit 19, that's when I just realized, you know what, there's a lot of information through podcasting. I really want to dive into that. So that's basically how podcasts changed my life. I started a podcast agency. The first 3 months were really hard. I'm going to be honest. I didn't have no idea what I was doing. I was 19, really confused. But actually, the podcast, I started listening to more podcasts and mindset. And that really helped me and as well as business. So once that started, it got rolling, you know? It really did get rolling. A few days back, I just closed a 16K offer on podcasting. And I'm 20 right now. So that's just mind-blowing.
It is. That is so exciting. And the thing that I love about podcasts personally, so like you, I love listening to things when I'm doing things around the house or driving or, you know, just
yes,
those mundane
multitasking.
Tasks. Yeah, totally. Even like when I'm in the shower, like it just turns on something in your brain, like that creative aspect in me. And I love listening to things that kind of generate new ideas or, you know, inspire me, or if I'm having a bad day, putting on a podcast to, you know, kind of shift your perspective.
Yes.
Yeah. And I also love how like the depth, you know, the conversations just feel so much deeper. You feel like you get to really know someone through a podcast. Whereas in the past, I feel like more people were doing, you know, like a free ebook or a free white paper.
Definitely.
Like that. You know, like the lead magnets and all that.
The opt-ins.
Yes, exactly. That was like years ago where that was the thing. But with podcasts, I feel like there's so much more depth. So have you seen that with your clients and with your own business, is that you have to do less marketing because the people who are listening are really getting to know you and your story and your company on a deeper level?
Yeah, definitely. As far as my clients, I have a few clients who, in order to promote and market themselves, they podcast guest on other podcasts. So that's an amazing way for like people who aren't podcast hosts, just like regular business owners, entrepreneurs, to guest on other podcasts, get their name out there, and then get put in front of like a totally new audience in a similar niche. So it's really helpful for like other people to jump on podcasts, be podcast guests, and be in front of this audience. And as you said, you gotta have like an intimate connection.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like the little things, like when you mentioned just when we hopped on, you know, that when you were younger, you had a lot of insecurities and you were bullied. And sometimes it's those little things that we hear, the little aspects about people's lives that our audiences can connect with, those small little details. So I think that's a huge thing. So aside from like guest posting or being a guest on someone's podcast, what are other ways to grow a podcast or other like marketing tactics or strategies that you teach?
Definitely. So apart from podcast guesting, we do definitely recommend Facebook, organic Facebook and Instagram, kind of similar to like, I wouldn't say affiliate marketing, but Instagram influencer marketing, which is like a really easy way to get other influencers on your podcast. It's kind of similar to podcast guesting, like same kind of thing. Get bigger influencers on your podcast, have them share them. That's a really good way to grow your podcast as well through Facebook groups. Find where your ideal audience is at and just give value, you know, giving value is so key. Establish relationships. I don't know if you know her, maybe you don't. One of my biggest clients is Deborah Silverman. She's an astrologer. So she's pretty big in Instagram. So what she does is she transfers to Facebook. She goes into astrology Facebook groups, and from there she just gives value, does webinars, and from there people transfer to her podcast. And then from there, her podcast grows, her listeners grows. And apart from that, like she can offer her service and people have that established connection and her podcast just skyrockets.
I love it. Yeah. And I love the idea of repurposing your content, right? So taking these longer educational kind of conversations where a podcast episode may be 30 minutes to an hour, and you can really take that and have a team member clip, like take different clips, right? Do a 30 second or a 60 second. You can put that on your Instagram reels or, right? Use them in like your Facebook groups and really repurposing. Like just today, I posted this little clip of me recording another podcast interview that we had. So what you want to do is take these larger pieces, because some people will have that time to consume a 30 to 60 minute episode, right? And some people won't. They want the little bite size, the little snippets that you're going to see, you know, on your Instagram or your Facebook, even probably TikTok. You can probably repurpose some of the footage and put it up on TikTok. So I think that's key, is making sure that you have different ways for people to consume the content, whether it's the long version or the little bite size pieces.
Exactly. And there's different like personalities, you know, as you said, some of us enjoy like the 30 minute interview. Some of us just enjoy like the get to the point, 3 minute snippets or like 30 seconds. And Reels and Facebook is really good right now. So that just skyrockets everything.
I love it. So, okay. So tell us anything else regarding, like, we started talking about intros and outros and, advertising. Do you have any kind of advice for our listeners regarding the actual structure of a podcast? And like anything else about kind of the strategies or the tactics as to how to put together a podcast?
Yeah, definitely. So essentially, you do need an intro and outro. A lot of people say you could just start recording from like your phone or a laptop, but I really do recommend a really good mic and headset. That really makes the difference to your podcast quality. And if it's high quality, a lot of people are going to keep listening and going to stay engaged. So definitely, yeah, identify like the structure, like who your ideal avatar is, what are you giving value, and how you're going to monetize is really important too.
Right. Absolutely.
So definitely. It would be the intro, the structure, having like a who your audience is. Mm-hmm. And then from there, a lot of people at the end, I really do recommend to do like a bonus round, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've heard Life on Purpose. It's a really good podcast. And what they do is at the end, they just shoot questions. It's like three questions at the end for the host. It makes it really engaging and it's really fun.
Is that on Spotify, like putting polls at the end on Spotify? Is that right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Yeah, cool. So again, this is a whole new world, because as a coach and marketing strategist, this is a new area that I've always loved the concept, but haven't been consistent with it. You know, in the past few years, I've uploaded an audio here and there, but just not consistently. So listening to how things are shifting, and even the younger generations, like you know, I'm in my 30s, but I work with a lot of women in their 20s, and they say, I don't even pay attention to ads. You know, I have a lot of women have told me
yes.
that they don't even click ever on ads. I'm like, that's crazy. Cause me as a consumer, I do click on ads, but this next generation, that's all about like influencers. It's all about the people that they trust and who exactly. they're talking to or who they're connected to regarding the brands. So yeah, it's really interesting. So we're shifting our dollars from where I used to spend money on Facebook ads to now working with influencers and doing interviews like this and kind of fun, more engaging ways.
Yes, personal.
Yeah, reaching new communities and being more personal without the advertising. So it's a whole new journey, but I love it. And what we're doing, I'll just give you guys a little glimpse. I have the recording, like I'm recording, we're going to be actually putting this on the podcast, but we also have this on video as well. So as
repurposing.
We can repurpose this. We can put this on YouTube. We can make our little clips and put it up on, as we were talking about, Reels. And that way the content goes further. And then what I'm doing as far as my technology, and you can let me know if you have some favorites for equipment. But what I'm doing is I have this webcam that I love that's called ObSpot. It's
that's amazing.
Spot. Yeah. So it's a 4K camera and it's like AI powered. So it's kind of fun. And it does have a built-in mic. So that's what I'm using. I like a high def video, especially since we're going to be repurposing this for YouTube. That's why we went with the camera. And then I thought that the AI thing where it's supposed to track you and follow you could be really fun. If I do, you know, I've got a big dry erase board over here. So if I'm ever teaching or standing up or walking around, the camera will actually follow me, which is kind of cool. And then how about you? Any equipment that you're like in love with right now that you would recommend?
Definitely. I love what you just said. That's really important. Equipment is important. And while you were talking, I was actually writing down some things that I think would be helpful. I forget things, so I write everything down.
Yeah,
you were talking about, about consistency. Consistency is key. Having a schedule is key. And also knowing where your audience is based so you could release the schedule with that. So consistency, we usually recommend at least once a week. That's like the head-on spot. And then as far as that, also batching content, which is basically what you're doing. Recording like once a month, record like 6 episodes, record everything, and then just edit it and release it. It makes your life easier and it's definitely recommended.
Awesome. I love it. Well, it's very, very exciting to see how marketing is changing and how people's strategies are changing. So I'm really grateful to have you on here. Do you have any other kind of last thoughts?
Actually, I was looking at your bio. You were raised in Chicago.
Yes.
Oh, that's perfect. I really love that. And it also said you were from Poland, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah. My family is from Poland. So they actually came to America, my mom and dad. And then all of us children were born here in America. So I'm like first generation. Definitely. Where are you from?
I'm from LA. So yeah, same thing. But my parents are Mexican. So it is kind of really similar, first generation. And it's crazy. So I really enjoy hearing people who like have a different backstory.
Yeah, I think that a lot of times families and children of like immigrants typically have a very strong entrepreneurial drive. It's just something that I've noticed. Like I look at like Gary Vee and some of these other like, I don't know, on Shark Tank, that Robert.
And, definitely. Yeah,
it's oftentimes the entrepreneurs or the kids of immigrants that become really strong entrepreneurs. And it might have something to do, well, my opinion is we see our parents work like really, really hard. You know, like
yes.
My parents had like 3 jobs and worked all day and all night.
Same
and
here.
Make ends meet, you know? And when you grow up seeing parents working that hard for minimum wage, I think it kind of does something to you where you're like, I need to find a better way. It just does something to you as a child that changes you. And you're like, I'm going to do something different.
So, I relate to that. I'm like borderline about to tear up because of that. And it's, you're right. It is like for me, my parents as well, they work like all day, 3 jobs. I would just see them like once a day. And it wasn't even like the full day, you know, it was just like the time they were available before going to the next job. And it does something to you. It does. And for me, it was just like that always working mentality. And then it's, I guess you could say it's the American dream, right? They came here looking for something, and why not help them fulfill it?
Yeah. And I think that that's what they want, is better for their children. You know, like my parents always, well, they didn't have a good education, so they had to work these minimum wage jobs, and they didn't know technology. I mean, the kind of internet stuff was out of the question for them, as far as their skill set just didn't lend to having to building anything like you and I are building online. And so I think parents often for their kid, they want better for their kids than they created. I think it's exciting though for them to see us take different paths. You know, well, my parents, they always believed, oh, we have to go to college, and college is like the golden ticket to a better life. But you know, even though I went to college, I'll tell you that nobody has ever asked me in my business what my degree is, or for proof of my degree or anything. I went to college to make my parents happy, but I ran through it as fast as I could. I literally took every summer class I could, every spring intercession, and I graduated early. I was only 20 years old when I graduated. Oh,
props to that.
Degree. Thanks. Which was crazy. I was like 2 years ahead of, you know, most people are about 22 to 24 when they graduate.
Definitely. All summer long.
So I did it for my parents, but I will tell you, I don't ever get questions. Everything that I offer in my business is something that was self-taught, that I've learned through taking courses and learning online, just trial and error and putting myself out there. And like that work ethic and belief in yourself, that's what it takes as an entrepreneur. Nobody has ever asked me like, where'd you go to college? Can I see proof of your degree? Like, just nobody cares.
Exactly. And it's crazy that you mentioned that, because I didn't go to college. You know, I started my business as soon as possible, and you're 100% correct. No one has ever asked me like, where did you learn this? Like, can I see a degree? And it's crazy, because for me, my parents wanted me to go to college, but I just felt it was like a waste of my time. So I post that, and now it's just crazy to see how many people are actually going through that. You know, they go to college because they feel forced in a way, and then they don't feel happy with that.
Yeah, it is. I think college oftentimes, I know we're going off on a tangent here, but let's run with
yeah,
it.
Definitely.
I think that college kind of puts people in a box, and it trains them almost to think a certain way or to act a certain
employee way. Mindset.
Yes, exactly. Employee mindset. And that's why I just never cared for school. I felt like I was just jumping through hoops, or okay, check the boxes or whatever. I'll do this for my mom because she desperately wanted her children to have a quote better future. But as entrepreneurs, it just is irrelevant. Like, what takes you further is your grit, your hard work, your creativity, your deciding to get up every time you fail or fall.
That's beautiful.
Mess up, you know, it's just a whole different skill set that, quite frankly, they don't teach that shit in college. Like, it's just like the school of hard knocks, right? So I love it. I love that you're very entrepreneurial. And I would say for anyone, if you don't need to go to college for the degree, or, you know, for a doctor or a teacher or certain people, they need to have the licenses or the degrees or whatnot. But if you're an entrepreneur in your heart, just go for it. I mean, the best way to build your business is like what you're doing. Put yourself out there. Let people know what you bring to the table, what you have.
Yes, taking action.
Yes, yes. Hone in on your skill set like you are. You're picking a niche. You are loving helping people with podcasts. It's a massive industry. It's something that more and more business owners are going to do, just like we were talking about, because of the depth and the connection that you can feel when you spend time learning from somebody or listening and you hear their stories and their life and all these things. This is where marketing is going, through more of a phase of like quality and connection, rather than here's my lead magnet, here's my freebie, here's
definitely
a cheat sheet, where it's like, what connection happens there? None, if I'm being honest, right? It's
exactly.
Well, cool. Well, this is great. I'm so excited to get to know you better. And I love your story.
Oh, thank
I love
you.
What you're doing. Yeah, it's incredible. You're so young and you have so much ahead of you. And props to you for having the courage at such a young age to start your business. And Yeah, I would just direct everyone, if you have questions regarding podcasting or equipment, let me or Jennifer know, and we'd be happy to guide you. If you end up watching this on YouTube, because this will be posted on our podcast as well as the YouTube show, yeah, just comment below and we're here. This is exciting. This is a journey, and you're going to evolve and grow. You know, you may start out doing only a couple episodes like I did and then decide to go full force. Whatever you do, just keep moving, keep improving, and keep learning the newest things, because that's what we do as entrepreneurs. If you had a strategy that worked last year and it's not working, it's up to you to be a problem solver and to say, okay, well, what are we going to do different? What's going to be fun and exciting in a new strategy? And for me and my company, podcasting is definitely, it's one of our top strategies for this year. So,
oh, I love that. And thank you for having me, and thank you for your kind words. And I can definitely feel like your energy, that energy you have to actually achieve what you want and go get everything that you want. And I appreciate seeing that. And I appreciate you for having me on.
You're welcome. All right. Thank you all for listening. And we will be back with another episode. So we'll catch you next time on the Forever Rising Show. Bye, everyone.